Hi, and welcome to the Podcast Podcast, a podcast about podcasting. In this series, I'll be talking about, funnily enough, podcasting, what makes it great, and how you can start up your very own podcast and learn how to grow and develop it. My name is Sarah Christie, and I own Big Impact Podcasting Studio in Edinburgh. And throughout this series, I'll bring you the latest tips and tricks to make your podcast sound the best it can be. So let's kick off. What is podcasting? Well, a podcast is a series of audio recordings that you'll normally find covering lots of different genres, from comedy and true crime to everything in between. It's kind of like a TV series, but without the moving images. They can usually be accessed from sites such as Spotify and Apple and Google, and podcasters can also distribute from their own websites too. So you might ask yourself, why don't I just do a video? Which is a perfectly good point. Well, video commands and requires the audience's full attention. And you know yourself, if you're on social media scrolling through posts, your eyes will be completely focused on what is in front of you. Podcasts are distractionary, in that you can be doing other things when they're on, just as you would when you listen to the radio. Podcasts are great for learning something new. My daughter likes to listen to Bedtime Stories for Rebel Girls podcast and loves to listen to the stories about girls from history and today who have made an impact on the world. And I have to say, from these stories, I've also learned loads too. So they're so good for disappearing into your own imagination for a while. If you're a voluntary organisation or a charity, podcasting is a great way to get your message across, reach a new audience, or showcase your work to existing or prospective funders. And it's the same with businesses. If you've got a new service to sell, but you've got so much more to say about it than you can fit on a flyer, then talk about it. Engage people. Schools. Schools are another group of potential podcasters. I work with schools to set up their studios and teach children how to news gather, create their stories, record, edit, and distribute their podcasts. It's a fabulous way in which to really get your school community involved, and parents can subscribe to get the latest notifications on when your next episode drops. Podcast listenership is on the increase, and in fact, it's actually the fastest growing form of content in existence at the moment. So its popularity is showing no signs of slowing. Now is the best time to get involved in it. If you're serious about podcasting, spend some quality time creating a series plan. What are you talking about and to whom? When you narrow down your audience, you're talking directly to them. When you're trying to talk to everyone, you're really talking to nobody. Podcasters should aim to drop at least 3 episodes upon their launch. Lots of podcasters launch with just 1 episode, and if it's really great, it can leave the audience really disappointed if they need to wait for the next one, especially when there's no definitive idea as to when the next one will be. Always finish your episode with a call to action. We'll talk more about these in future podcasts, but ask the listener to take an action. Subscribe to your podcast channel, donate to your cause, visit your website, or subscribe to your newsletter. This is called a connector, meaning that you're not just leaving them hanging and waiting for the next one, whenever it might be. So, to give you a bit of an insight into what I'll be talking about in future episodes, the focus will be on launching. Launching your podcast, storyboarding, and creative writing for podcasts. I'll be talking about intros, outros, jingles, sound effects, repurposing old blog content to make it podcast worthy, podcast studio setup. I'll also be reviewing audio gear, who loves a good review, podcast art, how to create an eye-catching cover, because let's face it, despite what they say, books are definitely judged by their covers. We'll also be bringing in podcasting as a community and tools and tips available in the market to effectively advertise and get people listening to your podcast. And this is just among many other future planned themes. So if this sounds like something you would be interested in finding more about, then please do subscribe to my podcast channel and visit my website, www.bigimpactsolutions.co.uk, and add yourself to my mailing list. Thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you soon.